So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Chatas Hayachet Shekipr Baleha Mesa, Vishal Tzibr Eina Mesa. If an individual designated an animal as a Karban Chatas and it got lost, he designates another. If he offered the second animal as his Karban Chatas and then found the first Chatas, it's left to die. However, communal Chatas in the same situation is not left to die. While Rabbi Yehuda Amar Thomas, an extra communal Chatas is also left to die. Rashi explains, Chatoyis HaMesis HaLocha L'Moshe MeSinai. There is a tradition from Sinai that the following five types of Chatas are left to die. Vlad Chatas, the offspring of a Chatas. Temuras Chatas, the Temura, an animal exchange for Chatas, which is also treated like a Chatas. Chatas Shemesu Baalel, a Karban Chatas whose owner died before offering it. Chatas Shekipr Baalel Ba'achav, a Karban Chatas whose owner achieved atonement with another animal. And Chatas Sheber Shnasa, a Karban Chatas that is more than 1 year old and is therefore disqualified. And as the Bryson, the next daf explains, the first three cannot occur in a Chatas Tzibra for the following reasons. Vlad Chatas, because a Chatas Tzibra is always a Zachar, a male animal. Tmuras Chatas, because as the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel states, Hatzibur Vashutov and Einaisin Tmura. Chatas Shemesu Baalel, because as the Gemara later in this Daf says, in Hatzibur Mesim, a community is never considered dead. However, the other two, Chatas Shekipur Baalel Ba'achar, Chatas Shebishnasa, can of course occur even in a Chatas Tzibur. Now, the Mishnah continues with Reb Shimon supporting the Tanakhama's opinion that the Alocha Moshe Mesinai of the Chamesh Chatoyis HaMesis does not apply to Chatas Tzibur with the following argument. Ma metzinu bevlad chatas ubetmurz chatas ubechatas shemesu baalel dvar ma'murim biyachid b'le betzibur. Just as the first three types of chatas can apply only to a private chatas, not to a communal chatas, as explained earlier, af shekipur baalel be'eber shenasa biyachid dvar ma'murim b'le betzibur. So to the last two cases, although they can occur with a chatas tzibur, were only taught regarding a chatas yachid. The Gemara proceeds to cite a related brisa. Makdish chatasi va'avda v'hefesh acheres tachtel v'nimtzis rishay nekayemes. Someone designated an animal as a chatas, lost it, designated another in its place, and then found the first one. Ezamahen sheyirtze yavi, he can offer either animal as a chatas. As the pasuk says, from keves yavi karbana lechatas, nekeva temima yiviyana. The word yavi is superfluous and teaches that he can bring either one. However, the word yiviyana teaches that he cannot bring both. Now, v'esishniyam matahelel, what is done with the second one? Rudoi matira, b'shimon amar Thomas. Rudis holds it's left to graze until develops a blemish, when it is redeemed, and from the proceeds an oil is brought. Or b'shimon holds it's left to die. The Gemara challenges this version of Rabbi Huda from our Mishnah. For Rabbi Huda, Thomas Shamin and Lay, Rabbi Huda and our Mishnah ruled that it is left to die. The Gemara offers two answers. Kan ba'avud b'shas afrasha, kan ba'avud b'shas kapara. Depends. If it was found before the other animal was offered, Rabbi Huda and the Braisa rules that it's left to graze. But if it was found only after the other animal was already offered, Rabbi Huda and the Mishnah rules it is left to die. Har Rabbi Huda libid the Rebbe, har Rabbi Huda libid Rabbana. Later in the fourth paragraph, there's a machlekes Rebbe v'Rabbana whether a chatas that was lost and then found before the other animal was offered is left to graze or to die. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Huda rules like Rebbe that Thomas. On the Braisa, Rabbi Huda refers to the opinion of the Rabbana that Tira. The Gemara seeks to bring proof to the Tanakhama that a chatas tzibur shechipur baalel ba'achar is not left to die from the following pasuk in Sefer Ezra. V'abo ma'ashevi b'nei ha'goyla hikrivu oyleis parim b'shneim aser, elim tisha m'tisha, kvasim shivim v'shiva, si'iri chatas shneim aser. These are the karbanas that the oyle bavel, the returning exiles of bavel, brought when they returned with Ezra. And Yosi explains, al avodah zarah hivim, they were brought as atonement for worshipping avodah zarah. And Shmuel adds, al avodah zarah she'asu b'meit tzidkiyahu. Specifically, was for worshipping Abba Dazar in the times of Tzidkiyah HaMelech. Now, the Gemara assumes, L'man de'isle chatas tzibur, sh'neskapa ba'leh meisa, isle namech chatas tzibur, sh'meisa ba'leh meisa. Rehuda, who holds that a communal chatas whose owners atoned with another carbon is left to die, also holds that a communal chatas whose owners, i.e. those who sinned, already died, is also left to die. If so, v'ahochad deke de'meisa ba'leh v'kokarva, in this case, the people that sinned in the times of Tzidkiyah presumably died during the 7 years of exile in Bavel, and yet those returning from Bavel brought a chatas. Apparently, chatas tzibur shekipur ba'leh ain't a mesa, like the opinion of the Tanakhama. The Gemara answers, afilu mandama chatas tzibur shekipur ba'leh mesa, chatas tzibur shemesu ba'leh ain't a mesa. Everyone agrees that a communal chatas whose owners died is not left to die, because in a tzibur mesim, a community is never considered dead. Therefore, the next generation was able to bring a chatas for the previous generation. However, possibly chatas tzibur shekipur ba'leh mesa, like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara supports this idea from Seir Golem Rosh Chodesh. The Karban Chatas brought with the Masafim of Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh. Since Aisinu Mitrumas Halishka, these Karbans are brought from the communal funds, we should be concerned, Dilma Mesu Mirayu Dahani Zuzi, perhaps those who donated these particular coins died. Clearly, in Atziba Mason, the community does not die, and so these Karbanas can be brought. However, the Gemara suggests an alternate understanding of the Karbanas of the Oile Babel. Kakrivinu lahanach atois achaya krivinu. Those kabbanas were offered on behalf of the surviving members of the previous generation. As the Pasuk says, after the building of the second base of Mikdash, V'rabim ha-kahanim ha-levim v'rashi ha-avis ha-zakenim asher ro es ha-bayis ha-rishin b'yasto izeh ha-bayis b'yneihim b'yichim b'kol gadol v'rabim mitru b'simchul harim ko. Those who saw the first base of Mikdash and now beheld the smaller second base of Mikdash were crying, while the others were rejoicing. We see from this Pasuk that some of the previous generation were still alive. And the Gemara elaborates, we cannot say Hanach Miyuta, the survivors were only a minority, and so they cannot bring these karbanas, because the Pasuk says, L'kol b'chia'am. The overwhelming sound was of people crying, implying that they were the majority. Tangentially, the Gemara begins a related topic and cites a Mishnah. Mishemes Yesu ben Ye'ezer ish Tzereida, v'Yesu ben Yechon ish Yerushalayim, batlu hashkailas. When these two Chacham died, there were no more eshkailas, which the Gemara explains as ish shahakol boy. Chacham who excel in Torah, v'Yerushchet, v'Gemilz Chasad. Shmuel adds, kol eshkailas sh'amdu lehen li'Yisrael, m'mois Moshe, ad shemes Yesu ben Ye'ezer, ho'yil meidin Torah k'Moshe Rabbeinu. In the former generations, these called Eshkailas learned Torah like Moshe Rabbeinu. However, Mekama Eilech Lohi Lameidin Torah Ke Moshe Rabbeinu. After this point, they no longer learn Torah like Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara asks, Shleishas Halachim Halachas Neshtachlu B'me'ev L'shal Moshe. There were 3,000 Halachas that were forgotten during the mourning period for Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara answers, Ishtakech Lohu Ishtakech. To the Gemir Lohu Havagemir Ke Moshe Rabbeinu. As Tesis explained, Mash Neshtaylehem Shleishakhu Havagemir Beduki Ke Moshe. They indeed forgot some Torah, but what they remembered they knew precisely like Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara cites a related brayse. Kol eshkailas sh'amdu li'Yisrael m'mois Moshe ad shemes Yesed ben Ye'ezer ish Tzereida lohoi behem shum doifi, v'kama eilech hoi behem shum doifi. None of the eshkailas had any flaw, but after this time the Chacham had flaws. As Rashi explains, at first the Gemara thought doifi shel chet. However, the Gemara explains that these were individuals pure of sin, rather doifi shel smicha ketanim. This refers to flaws in halachic knowledge, such as the first machlikis between the chachamim, where the one performs smicha on the private carbon on Yom Tov. And even though Yesu ben Ye'ezer gufei miflig polig besmicha, these chacham whom we call the shkelis also argued about this question. However, ki iflig ba b'seif shnei debatzer liba. They argued at the end of their lives, when their capacity for understanding had diminished.